This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 61. For Wednesday, September 16th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were higher on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is up 380 at $524.60 per ton. The January contract is up 360 at $531.60 per ton. Gains in canola were spurred by a stronger tone for comparable vegetable oils. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about 0.4 cents, and Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were higher in early morning trade as well. The Canadian dollar dropped below 76 U.S. cents due to comparable weakness in the greenback, which was also supportive of canola prices. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning, following prolonged steady export demand. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 327,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China for delivery during the current marketing year. In the most recent crop progress report from the USDA, soybean ratings were down by 2% to total 63% good to excellent. In August, over 165 million bushels of soybeans were crushed, which is lower than estimated and down from the 172 million bushels crushed in July. The November soybean contract is up 13 cents at 10.04 per bushel. October soy oil is up by about 0.4 cents at 34.5 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $5 at $3.19.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures were higher this morning. The corn crop rating was down by 1% to total 60% good to excellent. The corn crop is 5% harvested, which is in line with the five-year average. China's corn production could fall by 5 to 10 million tons due to typhoon damage, with total production estimates at just over 260 million tons. The December corn contract is up by 2 cents at $3.68 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. Turkey bought 440,000 tons of red milling wheat in yesterday's tender. South Korea bought 38,000 tons of wheat, and Japan bought 105,000 tons of wheat. A private firm said Russian grain exports were up by almost 36% in August. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is 92% complete, which is in line with the five-year average. The winter wheat crop is about 10% planted, which is slightly above the average rate. Chicago December wheat is up a cent at $5.39 per bushel. Kansas City wheat is up by 5 cents in the December contract at $4.73, and Minneapolis spring wheat is up 3.5 cents in the December contract at $5.28 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.